All right, so now that we've familiarized ourselves with how to navigate the Options menu, let's go into Settings because they contain some important features that you might want to adjust sooner than later so that your BT Speak is using the speech synthesizer that you prefer and understands which Braille table you're typing with. So if you're still in the Options menu, you can hit S. If you're not, you can do O chord followed by S. Either way, you'll get into the Settings menu. So let's do that now.
Settings menu opened.
We're now in the Settings menu. Let's do .4 chord or space.
Braille, shortcut is B.
First option here is Braille. Let's go in there.
Braille settings menu opened.
I pressed enter. Let's hit space.
Change the input prompt mode. Shortcut is I.
Input prompt mode, I'll talk about that in a moment. Continue with the space bar.
Change the literary Braille table. Shortcut is L.
Change the literary Braille table. That's what we're about to go and do.
Change the input prompt mode. Shortcut is I.
I hit space to move again, and of course we wrap back to the top. So there's just two items in this particular menu. Let's go back to...
Change the literary Braille table. Shortcut is L.
Change the literary Braille table. Shortcut is L. I'm going to press enter or .8.
English, United States.
English, United States is what I have my table currently set to. Yours will probably be set to English Unified, at least if you are in an English-speaking country. This menu acts a little differently, so we're going to need to do .4 chord and .1 chord to go forward or back. So .4 chord.
English, United Kingdom.
English, United Kingdom.
French, Unified.
French, Unified.
German.
German.
Russian. Spanish.
And that's the end of the Braille tables. Let's go back up with that one chord.
Russian, German, French, English, English, United States, English, Unified.
All right, we have English Unified. This is the default Braille table, and it's what I'm going to go ahead and select here. If you grew up with American contracted Braille, which was traditionally known as grade 2 Braille, then the Braille table you're going to probably want is...
English, United States.
English, United States. But in this case, we're not going to do that. But it is here if you want to use kind of classic Braille, as some of us who've been around for a while might call it.
English Unified.
So we're up to English Unified. I'm going to press enter.
Braille table changed to English Unified.
And we heard that the Braille table was changed to English Unified. Fantastic. To dismiss this, I can either press enter, which again is .8, or Z chord. We'll press enter.
Change the literary Braille table. Shortcut is L.
All right, so there's the literary Braille table. Let's go back to the other option here with .1 chord.
Change the input prompt mode. Shortcut is I.
Change the input prompt mode. What the heck is that? The BT Speak can ask you for various pieces of information. Maybe you're in one of its applications and maybe it's prompting you for a file name. Maybe it's prompting you for a date. There's two ways you can type that. Either in computer Braille, which is essentially just the raw Braille dots, no contractions, no nothing, or you can type it using your preferred Braille table. So since I've selected Unified English Braille or UEB, I can respond with UEB, or I can respond in computer Braille. Doesn't matter. You can change this at any point while you're working with a program, so you don't have to set something and then go back to this setting to change it later. The default input prompt mode lets you choose which one to expect by default. So if you don't change it, what will the system be expecting you to type? Let's press enter and see what we got.
Expect computer Braille.
Let's press .4 chord.
Expect literary Braille.
Expect literary Braille. So if I press enter now.
Prompt input changed to expect literary Braille.
And we heard that has been changed. Press enter.
Change the input prompt mode. Shortcut is I.
So now, anytime I'm asked for something by the system, I can type in contracted Unified English Braille. I'm actually going to change this back to computer Braille, not because I think one mode's better than the other. I'm just used to doing things in computer braille because that's how I did things growing up. So we're going to switch back.
Expect literary braille.
I pressed enter to go back to the menu. Let's go dot one chord.
Expect computer braille.
Expect computer braille. Press dot eight or return.
Prompt input changed to expect computer braille. Change the input prompt mode. Shortcut is I.
All right. That's been changed. These are the braille settings that we have. So now hopefully you are set with a braille table that you prefer, as well as having your input mode configured to your liking.